Dr. P.K. Mishra, basically a professor of endocrinology, retired from SCNL College, Cuttack. And now the chief consultant of Mishra Diabetes and Endocrinology at Cuttack. We are going to have some discussion on the diabetic kidney disease, which should be understandable by a common man. Diabetes mellitus, commonly known as diabetes, affects all organ systems in the human system. It including the vital organs like kidney, heart, blood vessels, retina, and all other tissues. And today, diabetes is the commonest cause of heart attacks, kidney failure, blindness, and limb amputation, particularly lower limb amputations due to infections. We are now more than 75 million of adults with diabetes in our country today. And at least one in three of them do develop kidney disease due to diabetes. Just imagine the bulk of the problem. That means about 27 million are having or will develop kidney disease as per the statistics today. Kidneys, as all of us know, they filter blood and throw out the waste and extra water in the urine. Kidneys also control blood pressure and make hormones that our body needs to stay healthy. But kidneys are damaged, they can alter, they cannot filter the blood like they should, which can cause waste to build up in our body, and the kidney damage also causes many other health problems. Kidney damage due to diabetes occurs very slowly and silently over many, many years, and one can take necessary steps to protect the kidneys and to prevent or delay kidney damage. Let us know how diabetes damages the kidneys. High blood sugar can damage the blood vessels of kidneys, and when the blood vessels are damaged, they don't work as well. Many people with diabetes also develop high blood pressure, which can also damage the kidney blood vessels. Having diabetes for a longer time increases the chance for kidney damage, particularly when the blood glucose and the blood pressure remain too high. A diabetic is more likely to develop kidney disease if he smokes, does not follow diabetes eating plan, eat food with high salt content, physical inactivity, overweight and obesity, heart disease, and family history of kidney disease also increase the chances for kidney disease in the diabetic subjects. Most people with diabetes and kidney disease due to this disease, diabetes, do not have symptoms. Hence, the only way to detect kidney disease in a very early stage is by frequent checking of urine for albumin, what we call as microalbumin, and blood for urine and creatinine, of course, which rises lately. Patients with diabetic kidney disease are advised for ideal control of blood glucose and blood pressure. A healthy lifestyle habits and regularly taking medicines as prescribed by the specialist concerned are to be followed. The blood glucose control is assessed by A1C estimation, which reflects the average blood glucose for the last 3-4 months, and point-to-point blood glucose estimation, that is fasting and postprandial at specified intervals. The HbA1c should be ideally kept at or below 7%. Similarly, the fasting blood glucose should be kept somewhere between 100 to 130 milligram per dl, and the peak postprandial blood glucose should be kept somewhere around 170 to 180 milligram per dl. Equally important is the control of blood pressure, which should be kept around 120 by 80 millimeter mercury, because high blood pressure makes the heart work too hard and can cause heart attack, stroke, and kidney disease. The two types of blood pressure medicines which are very essential in patients with diabetic kidney disease are what are known as ACE inhibitors and ARBs, and they are very essential for diabetes to prevent and delay the kidney disease. Similarly, the blood glucose control in diabetic patients with kidney disease should preferably be made by or controlled by specific drugs like insulin, linagliptin, SGLT inhibitors, and permissible, and semaglutide. Diabetic patients should develop or maintain healthy lifestyle habits. Meal plan with limited salt intake. Maintain ideal body weight as per the height, age, sex, and frame. And it's also equally important to sleep for 7 to 8 hours a day. Kidney damage from diabetes can get worse with time. However, one can take necessary steps to keep kidneys healthy and help slow kidney damage to prevent or delayed kidney failure. And once kidney failure sets in, we know the problem of the management of dialysis and heart failure and the transplantation, the cost and the outcome. So it is all the times said that a diabetic patient should keep up the habits that we have mentioned and periodically check the urine and blood and follow the basic principles of diabetes management. Thank you.